both teams this weekend, you guys allowed the first goal, but came back to win. What does that say about the team?
Yeah, you know, like I said in French, I think it shows that we could come from behind. It shows that we can win many ways, with the lead, without the lead. And it's part of the process of learning throughout the year and becoming a better team. We've had ups and downs throughout the year, but if you learn from your mistakes, like I believe our team has, you know, it makes you a better team, and that's how you climb and get ready for the playoffs.
The team has had a lot of success at home this season. What do you think explains that success?
Best building in the league, best fans in the league. Like, just the way they cheer, how they come in big numbers. It's so much fun to play here, not just for us, for the visiting team too. I've been in the American Hockey League for 10 years now, and there's no place like this.
Is there anything that you guys could take from these home games? And because, like you said, you won't be back in Laval for a few weeks. Is there anything to take from this to the road game?
Yeah, we gotta get on a roll. We gotta keep thinking positive, play as a team, and one shift after the other, day by day. You know, not look too far ahead. Like, we don't put the standings in the locker room. We just concentrate on our team, getting better every day and better, and that's what we need to do.
And Mitchell Stevens, as the season has progressed, he's progressively gotten more responsibilities. What have you seen in this game to give him those responsibilities?
A lot of growth. I've seen a lot of growth in this game. He started slow, but I think he realized how important he needs to be to this team. And right now he's taking big minutes with Belzil's absence, taking draws, PK, PP. And he's being a leader out there, and you know, really proud of him. Sometimes it's not easy when you come from a different organization, you're not getting the ice time you should, but you know, right now he deserves everything he gets.
The penalty kill has struggled at times this season, especially early on. It's been getting better. Tonight, 3 power play goals, shorthanded goals. What's the biggest difference with the penalty kill and the success it's had?
Getting saves. I think your goalie is your best PKer, and Primo's played well the last few games. I think Poulin was playing well right before he got injured there, and you know, guys like Gallipo and Dello, who are more focused defensively, blocking shots, paying the price. You know, it makes a big difference when you have some of those D in there. It's been a struggle all year to try to move up in the PK ranks, but hey, one game at a time. And if we could keep playing like this on the PK, it bodes well for ourselves.
And you mentioned Primo. He was challenged a little bit when he came back down. You told him that he was going to play a lot. He's been playing a lot lately, especially with Kevin's injury. So what have you seen in his game since he's been back down?
He's battling. He's working and he's battling, and that's what he needs. And he's going to keep seeing games, and he's going to play. And I'm not shy about it. And I've told the media, and I've told him, I've met with him. He needs to take the ball like he did in the playoffs. And that's what he did the last two games. And it's got to be consistency. He needs to be like this constant. So, you know, the Primo we saw the last two nights, that's what we need. Yeah.
And on that subject, when you see guys like Justin, Jesse, Raphael, Alex getting called up and not only being called up but succeeding. Well, obviously, you're focused on your team, but what is it like as an AHL coach to see that happen?
Well, it's great. I think it's rewarding for a group of coaches, but it's also an incentive for the rest of the players. You know, as a coach, it's easy. It's easy now. Say, hey, look what's going on up there. You know, so now they want to work even harder to try to make it up there. And feel good about themselves. So for sure, it's good for everybody, and we're very pleased and happy for our players that are up there doing well. And hey, we're going to keep the mentality of next man up, and I think it's working well for us right now.
Thank you.